Would a toll express lane help you get to and from work faster? That is the idea behind Tampa Bay Express, or TBX. Supporters say the idea is long overdue for the Bay Area. Critics say it won't work, though, and will destroy the character of some Tampa neighborhoods. We'll take a look at TBX on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, Ray Schermonte with Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, TBARTA, is joined by Tampa Bay Times transportation reporter Caitlin Johnston, who explains that express toll lanes are nothing new in other cities, but whether they work or not depends on a few things.
It's been done differently in different places. So some places you are actually adding a lane. You are adding capacity and then making that a toll lane. Some places have converted their HOV lanes, their high occupancy vehicle lanes, to a toll lane. And it's been done with varying degrees of success, right? And it also depends on how do you define success. Does it help some people go a lot faster? Sure. But does it also bring its own issues, such as what happens when there's a crash in that one lane and you paid, you know, $8 to get in that lane and now you're stuck in worse traffic than you are the one next to it? One of the big issues in Miami where this has been done is the way it's separated from the general use lanes. So there are these, little plastic pole dividers that I've seen it myself because I've gone down there to report on this. I mean, people who are in, who've paid to be in that express lane, who are then stuck in traffic and are upset about it, they just dodge back into the general use lane. They just roll over those plastic pylons. And obviously that's dangerous. There's been an increase in crashes because of this. And so that's what, as a reporter, that's what I'm interested in looking at is what are we going to learn from and what different changes might we implement? If we decide this is the best way going forward, how are we going to be smart about it?
Ray, instead of express toll lanes, we've been talking about HOV lanes. Why not HOV lanes? They don't cost anything except for maybe the paint to put those big white diamonds on the lane.
In my opinion, the problem with HOV lanes is you can't manage them. I mean, it's just whoever has two people or more in the car. The whole key to this is you can manage the speed on the lanes by changing the amount of tolls, which makes people make their own choice whether to use them or not. And to me, this is a key for transit working. If you're going to have bus rapid transit, it's in the same traffic as other cars without any management ability, it doesn't work well. And we need something that if people are going to use transit, they're going to want to be equal to or better than the time it takes for a car. Choice riders.
So the interesting thing about managed lanes, too, is the whole idea is to not have a lot of traffic in them, right? Because you want to get into that lane and go quickly.
Well, you want a lot of traffic, but not traffic that's gridlock.
Right, it's a fine balance.
Yes, it is.
And so that's why you have these prices that they rise and they fall.
Right.
And it's an interesting tension of you want to give people an option to go faster, to get where they need to go. But it's also done with the idea of we don't want too many people in there because we don't want there to be traffic because then we're not providing the whole express idea.
Caitlin Johnston covers transportation for the Tampa Bay Times. Ray Schermonte is CEO of TBARTA, Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority. Hear more on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.